Welcome to NSDI. I'm Jeff Mogul. This is Nick Feimster. We're in charge. But actually, after the next 15 minutes, we're basically done. So we had, as usual, a healthy number of submissions to NSDI. We had all told about 170 that we reviewed. For those of you who are curious about the process, every paper got at least 3 reviews in the first round. And about half of the papers got another 3 or so reviews in a second round. We ended up discussing 64 papers at the PC meeting. And this works out to a rather hefty workload of about 26 reviews per PC member. There were maybe a few others that were done by external reviewers. We ended up accepting 38 papers, which sounds like a lot, but Nick and I decided that we'd rather err on the side of accepting papers that might turn out to be less interesting than we first thought versus forgetting or ignoring a paper that really deserved to be in the conference. So as you will observe, the papers are quite packed in over the next few days. We're going to try to stay on schedule, and of course starting late is our fault. We have 250 registered attendees, which is apparently a new record for NSDI, so give yourself some applause for that. This is the whole conference in one word cloud. As you can see, networking is really the top topic here. However, and I swear, this is a totally randomly generated word cloud. There is an interesting effect here. So if you do need a job, this is a good place to go ask people for, you know, let people know that you're on the job market. Don't be shy about that. I swear this is random. Okay, so we have to thank lots and lots and lots of people. We'll get through this pretty quickly. I'm not going to list all the names of the PC members, but if you could at least stand up or wave or something. There's a bunch of them. Yeah. Some of them slept in. Thank you, everybody. As I said, the PC did a lot of work and did it quite well. We also had a poster and demo committee that was chaired by Matt Caesar, and another healthy group of people helped out with Matt, and I don't know how many of them are here, but you can all give them a round of applause. In a few minutes, we'll be announcing some awards for various high-quality papers, and we had to find a number of PC members who wanted to read the papers again just to make sure that the final versions were award quality. So we'd like to thank Mort, who's not here, for chairing that, and the other members of his committee for taking care of that. The NSDI is run by a steering committee, many of whose members are here, but not all of them, so I'd like to thank them. Let's see. So we had 30 members in the PC, but Nick and I decided that a small number of these deserve to be called out for some extra credit. And so we'd like to thank, and these people don't know they're being thanked until right now, we'd like to thank Jeff Chase, who I don't think is here, James Mickens, and Renata Teixeira, and I don't think Renata's here either, but please give them a round of applause. And I think I see James way in the back, is that? There's a bunch of USENIX staff. I'm not gonna go through them all. As you notice, the USENIX conferences tend to be very well organized, and they take care of things quite carefully. And some of the members of the USENIX board are here, including Margot Seltzer, who's the president of the board, and you can give her a hard time about anything that you think she deserves it for, or you can thank her. We would also especially like to thank the people who gave us money for this event. And I'm not going to go through all the names at the bottom, but Google and VMware especially, and then Akamai, Facebook, Microsoft, HP, and Oracle for generous contributions. We'd also especially like to thank all the people who submitted papers. Even if the papers didn't get in, we feel you did a fair amount of work on our behalf. And of course, if you actually got the paper accepted and revised it, that was another bunch of work. We had a number of external reviewers who are listed in the conference proceedings. We'd like to thank them for volunteering. We're happy that USENIX has an open access policy for the papers. So you can tell your friends to go to go download your paper and not fear the federal government at their front door. And all 250 of you for coming, or at least those of you who paid to come and didn't show up, that's fine too. We have a tight schedule. If you're a speaker, you should already know who your session chair is. It's in the program, and you should presumably already have contacted him or her. But in any case, we would really like you to meet your speaker, your session chair in advance, either at the end of the previous session or at least 5 minutes before the session starts. And in particular, we want to make sure that you you tell your session chair how to pronounce your name so they don't get it wrong, and that your laptop actually works with the projector in slideshow mode. Sometimes people don't try that last step. We want to reemphasize that your talks are 20 minutes long, not like 20.5 or 21 minutes long, because with 38 papers, if we start slipping, it's going to be a real disaster. We have microphones set up, I guess, mostly in the central aisle for question and answer. There's two of them. Please queue up for them to ask questions rather than yelling them out from your seats, because this is all being recorded. And please try to state your name and affiliation clearly, because we have scribes taking notes, and if they write down Joe Mumblefratz instead of your real name, that's what you'll go down to is posterity. We'd also appreciate you to keep the questions brief. Now, we have a number of social activities. Basically, that means there's food. There's a lunch today. I guess Junior Ballroom AB, the location will become obvious at some point. There is a poster session. We have two poster sessions. The first one with refreshments, but I don't think that includes alcohol, is today in an extended afternoon break in a ballroom, which I believe is like around the corner someplace. We'll figure that out too. And then tomorrow, after the last paper session, we have another poster and demo session, and that is with a reception, which I believe has more substantial food and beverages. And all these posters and demos are listed on the program on the website. Now, you notice we have two poster sessions, and we figured we might as well run a little contest. Anybody who wants to try to guess the theme by which these two poster sessions were organized, please just tweet your guesses to this hashtag, hashtag NSDI13 contest. Enter as many times as you want to, and then we will announce the winners at the end of the day on Friday. And there's a semi-fabulous prize for the winner. Now, we just found out the other day that there is a group of people starting a website called layer9.org, which they describe as a group blog for the networking research community. Their goal is to try to get the NSDI scribe notes up there in real time, meaning right after the end of the session. So if you're a scribe, presumably you've already been told about this, and you should try to get your notes online as quickly as possible. If you're here, or if you wrote a paper, you should be able to get an account and contribute your own entries to this blog. So send an email to signup@layer9.org, and I think they'll take care of that for you. And apparently they're encouraging you to post about your own work as well as about other people's. So for those of you who are interested, there are a number of USENIX events coming up. The next one is HotOS. That's invitation only, so presumably if you haven't been invited, you're probably not going. There's a big conference in June with too many things to list, and then there's the security symposium and LISA in the fall. And I'm sure people here are probably interested in some of these, but I don't want to go through the whole list. Finally, we want to announce that NSDI 2014 is going to be chaired by Ratul Mahajan from Microsoft Research and Jan Stoika. Ratul, are you here? You said you'd be here someplace. Yes, over there. So if you want to start sending papers to Ratul, just go up to him and hand him the paper. He'll take it right now. Okay, so I'm going to turn it over to Nick for the next part.
Okay, I get to do the fun part, which is giving awards and money away, and the best part is the money isn't mine. So. So we'll start with the best paper. There are two. The first award goes to Embassies, Radically Refactoring the Web. Authors are John Howell, Brian Parno, and John Desur. Let's give a round of applause. This paper, the comments underneath here are comments that we took from the awards committee for why they actually selected each of these papers for the awards. So the process for this basically was Mort chaired the committee. We had about five members of the program committee who re-reviewed candidates who were both nominated by the program committee and handpicked by us. And then the committee basically re-reviewed those and selected. So this was the reason that they gave for this paper, which was for being ambitious, thought-provoking, and even controversial. Okay, so that's the best paper number one. There is a second best paper, which is actually just a best paper number two. It's not the second best. Best paper B. Or maybe A. And that award goes to F10, a fault-tolerant engineered network, and that's Vincent Liu. Daniel Halperin, Arvind Krishnamurthy, and Tom Anderson. And the committee chose this paper for applying simple, effective insights to the co-design of network topology and protocols and evaluating them well. I should mention, this paper will be presented on Friday morning. Okay, so those were our two best papers. The next set of awards is it's another cash award. It's called the Community Award, and the goals of this award, as put to us by the steering committee, are to recognize work that makes a contribution to the community above and beyond a typical paper. So that's fairly flexible in terms of what that contribution might be, but for example, that might be making a data set available, publishing a code base that other future researchers can build on, a tool that others can use, and so forth. So we have two community awards. The first community award goes to composing software-defined networks. That's Christopher Monsanto, Joshua Reich, Nate Foster, Jennifer Rexford, and Dave Walker. The committee chose this award on the basis that they believe the code release associated with this paper will be useful to and built upon by researchers doing SDN. So if you're working on SDN, you should definitely have a look at the paper and the code. And this paper happens to be presented in the session just following this one. So you won't have to wait too long for that. The second community award winner, B or A, as it may be, goes to expanding rural cellular networks with virtual coverage. And that's Curtis Heimerl, Kashif Ali, Joshua Blumenstock, Brian Gowalt, and Eric Brewer. This award was selected on the basis that the work will help with rural cellular deployments. So this paper will be presented in the second session on Thursday morning. Okay, that's all we have. So thanks for coming. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to put the program together. And without further ado, Dan Kostick is the session chair for the first session. So he'll take it away from here.